so let me see what I can get on the mom, please. Okay, so Ebony, we were tuning into healing abilities in this lifetime. So one moment. And say your first name again, please.
Ebony.
And say it one more time.
Ebony.
Do you channel, hear spirit, have impressions, anything like that?
Do I feel like my spirit guide puts impressions on me? I think so.
Okay. I feel like it's going to be like that. I'm not feeling, not that you couldn't lay hands on people, but I'm not feeling like you're going to be like healing the physical body. I feel like you're going to be healing the spiritual body. So it's like healing spirit. And say your name one more time.
Ebony.
I feel like it's huge. Huge. I don't know how. I don't know in what capacity. But I feel like you're extremely open to spirit, and I feel like your auric field, if they could test your auric field, it's wider than most people. You're holding a lot of light. You're holding a lot of light. They're saying you also hold a lot of wisdom, that you've been like a wisdom teacher before, and you have a lot of wisdom. So yeah, I feel like it's gonna be with the verbiage. And say your name one more time.
Ebony.
Yeah, my guess is it's going to be, but I do feel like you have more of a gift of sharing wisdom than you realize. And I feel like that will be developed. I feel like it has to do with confidence. Like, you're like, not little old me. It's a confidence thing. But it will grow, and I feel like you're gonna run into it by accident, because I feel like otherwise you wouldn't do it, kind of thing. So I don't know what that means, but you're just gonna land on your gifts by accident, and you're gonna be like, wow, you know. So I don't feel like you have anything to do to get there as much as Ebony, say your name one more time.
Ebony.
Believe in yourself. Do you believe in yourself? They're saying you can believe in yourself just a little bit more.
Yeah, I probably could believe myself
just a little bit more. They're saying you really don't get how fantastic you are. Like, when I say that stuff to you, like your auric field is this, and I forget what the heck I said to you last time, but I remember saying that your energy was just amazing. What did you think of that, about that?
Like, I believe it.
You believe it?
Yeah, but I don't know. It's just believing that I could be that great.
Okay. So you're not that great from an egoic standpoint. What it is whatever your words for God is, but that energy of the allness of everything. So whether your word is God or the higher self or the energy of all, the point they're saying, the holy point is that energy is that great. And what you do a great job of is letting that shine and letting, Ebony, say your name one more time.
Ebony.
What you do a great job of is representing that energy. That's what you do a great job of. So you can feel good about the fact that you don't have to think that you're so great, because it's not about the egoic personification. It's about you. What you're doing is you're bringing in the higher realm energies. Yeah, I'm getting confirmation. You're bringing the higher realm energies to this planet. That's really what you're doing here. So just like I'm learning how to do that through this form, you're going to be learning how to do that in different ways. So when they're saying to you to believe in it, it's because the more that you're willing save yourself 30 years, because you're like 30 years younger than me. Save yourself 30 years. The more that you can believe that you can do that, not because you're so great, but because this is like God's so great and this is God's plan, that God wants to bring these energies to the planet. So it's sort of like the ascended masters can't heal everybody. Because if they could, they would just do it. Like, who needs war and suffering anymore? Boom. But they can't do it. It's they need the energies to come through incarnations, because you can only heal this planet from the inside out. So they need higher energies to almost like, see, I'm getting chills again, Ebony, so listen carefully. They need beings of higher energies to actually step down their energy to incarnate in physical vessels, human forms, to heal the world, heal human consciousness, to raise human consciousness. I feel like that's how high your energy is. I feel like you actually had to step it down to take on the human incarnation. Okay, so now you can go to sleep with that one. Yeah, that is big. Yeah. Okay, you're very welcome. And it's okay to own that. There's nothing like you're not being, how's the word? You're not being, oh goodness, what's the word? You're not being inappropriate by owning that. It's important to own it. It's part of God's plan for you to own that. Okay.
So when people talk about believing in God, is that kind of what they're saying, what they're talking about? Is that...
Well,
power,
yeah, what they like to say is, sorry to cut you off, what they like to say is, it's sort of like there's one truth, and truth is truth, but that we all have different semantics about it, you know, so some people would use the word God, some people, but what they say is really that together we hold the energy of God. But that we don't understand that. We weren't brought up to believe that. So we all have different versions of, you know, the good or best stuff's there, and then here, I'm here. And so what they're trying to share and teach us that together we actually hold that energy. If that makes it all sense. It's a little mind-blowing when you first hear about it. It's a little mind-blowing.
I don't know what that looks like, energy.
It's about what it feels like. It's about what it feels like.
What does it feel like?
And say your first name, please.
Patty.
Okay, so how did the energy feel in this group tonight?
I don't know, because I really don't know how to judge that word, energy.
Okay. Does it feel good to be with people that love you or want the best for you? Like, how does that feel?
It feels good.
Okay, that's the love energy. That's what it feels to feel love. And that's what God is. So when we say God, it's that love energy. I know it's a lot. It's a lot.
Ponder on that.
It's a lot. Okay, so your last question was your mom?
Yeah, is she here with us?
Please. And say your first name, please. If you're asking that question, I suspect she is. Sometimes I can bring through people, sometimes I can't, but my energy is kind of low tonight because I wasn't feeling my best, so I don't feel like I could bring her in to give her a message right now. But I do have the feeling that she is present in your life. I feel like there's no accident you're asking that question. I will say that.
Okay.